Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chair of the Democratic National Committee, announced Sunday she is resigning her post amid controversy over her impartiality in the party's primary process and leaked emails that showed her and top party staffers seeking to undermine the insurgent candidacy of Bernie Sanders. The email release early Friday, just before the Democratic National Convention was set to begin, cast a pall over the celebrations that were meant to highlight the unification of the party after a bitter primary season, while setting back efforts to fully line up Sanders supporters behind presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton. Her announcement comes hours after Wasserman Schultz's role at the convention in Philadelphia all but evaporated as the Convention Rules Committee backed away from plans to make her the permanent chair of the convention and her primetime speaking slot canceled. In a statement Sunday afternoon, after a day of party meetings in which top officials discussed whether she should be forced to step aside, Wasserman Schultz announced she would leave her post after the convention concludes on Thursday, saying she wants to do what she can to help Democrats and Clinton win in November. Going forward, the best way for me to accomplish those goals is to step down as party chair at the end of this convention, she said. Schultz will still open and close the convention, she said in the statement. I will address our delegates about the stakes involved in this election, not only for Democrats, but for all Americans, she added. The emails posted by WikiLeaks capture Wasserman Schultz and DNC staffers plotting to undercut Sanders in order to boost Clinton, including a message calling for someone to question whether Sanders is an atheist. The trove, which WikiLeaks said comes from the compromised email accounts of 7 DNC staffers, also includes criticisms of the Clinton campaign's communications team. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook blamed the hack on Russian state actors Sunday in an interview with ABC News, adding, "It's troubling that some experts are now telling us that this was done by the Russians for the purpose of helping Donald Trump." The DNC first revealed evidence of the hack more than a month ago after conducting an internal investigation. This article posted by Zeke J. Miller.